The times that we're living in now are so just bizarre. And particularly we've got some of us are worried very much about the coronavirus and the effects on us, on our families. Some of us have not had jobs. You know, our jobs have been taken away from us by the virus. And then we have the political election issues that are. And so we have all these voices that are outside of us that clamor at us. And almost all of them are so negative, you know. And it's all about how horrible it is or how bad it is, or that person's going to kill you, or that person's going to take all your money. And it's awful easy to get caught up into that because we live in this world, you know. We don't live outside of the world. We are living, our feet are very firmly planted on this earth. And so there's just parts of it that are just always kind of trying to seep in and create anxiety. And anxiety leads really to unbelief on our part. So as I was preparing this morning and asking the Lord, Lord, what would you say to the group of people that are gathered this morning before you? What would you have to say? And he said, basically, just tell them who I am. And just remind them that they don't have to live with anxiety. They don't have to live with fear of anything. That's pretty incredible, that we can live a life without fear of anything by keeping our eyes firmly fixed and our hearts firmly attached and fixed to Christ. It's amazing. So anyway, I want to read Psalm 37 to you. That's actually the appointed psalm for the day. Because if we remember the psalmist, all of them, they were living in pretty hard times. You know, David wrote a lot of the psalms. A lot of the psalms, when he wrote them, he was on the dead run trying to stay alive. And the psalms have always been considered in the ancient church and in the monastic traditions as their prayer book. And the very ancient monastics, they prayed the psalms every day, all of them, all 150 of them. And they knew them by heart. That's how much the psalms meant to them. I think sometimes in my life, I kind of push the psalms to the side a little bit and spend my time in the New Testament, that's good. But whenever I do go back and start reading some psalms, or I'm drawing, God just, you know, points one out, I'm just always so blessed and so amazed. And there was a point in my life where I spent every night, I would come home and just read the psalms. I was just in a very hard, difficult place in my life, and I'd read the psalms, and I found so many times that I would find a psalm that would just so speak to me and so totally elevate me back up to the throne room. So anyway, there's a couple of things in Psalm 37. I thought maybe Psalm 96 too, but I don't think we can get to that. But anyway, let me read this to you. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious towards wrongdoers. For they will wither like grass and fade like the green herb. You know, in this day and time, that's a pretty good word to have. Because there's a lot of evildoers out there. You know, just telling us stuff that we don't know the truth from the fictional stuff anymore. It's just become so confusing. I don't know about you guys, but the CDC, which, you know, Center for Disease Control, you always thought that was a pretty heavy duty, trustworthy, you know, they were just all about keeping you alive and doing stuff like that. I have no confidence in them anymore because they change every day. You know, like whatever it's about, you know, it's like every week or every day, they make changes to what they have just said. And also, like, I don't, you know, like, I'm not smart enough to figure that out. So I don't know what I can even trust from an agency like the CDC. And I know and bless them that they're doing the best that they can do with the information that they're getting. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Now, in the margin of my Bible, it says this should actually read like this. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. His faithfulness. Not yours, not your church, not your pastors, not your parents, but on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. When I read this, in your judgment as the noonday, the judgment is you're righteous. That's the judgment that God has on you. Now, think about a minute. When God looks at you and he judges you in any way, his judgment is that you're righteous. because of what Christ has done. You know? And it says at the noonday. That's when the sky is the sun's the brightest. And I was thinking about that as in the concept of noonday. Is that when it's noon, when it's perfectly noon, the sun is directly straight overhead. And at that point, the shadow is consistently. And if it's like a pole, like a fence post, there is no shadow. And if it's something that has that creates a little bit of shadow, it will be equal all the way around it. And that made me think of that. It says in Scripture that there's no shadow nor turning in Christ. That it's consistent, always the same, never deviating, always the same, faithful to love us. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prepares, who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Now that verse really, really kind of hits home today in the light of all that's going on, in light of this, the scandals that are maybe out there, maybe not out there. You know, one bunch of people says this is this, and the other bunch says it's nothing. But either way, this really fits today so much, or at least for me, to just rest, simply rest in the Lord. Don't worry about it. You know, resting is a not worrying. If you're really resting in Christ, you're not worried about stuff. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That's where we get in trouble. We're not a very patient people, you know, especially us Americans. We're that instant gratification people. So everything has to be instantly, you know. I mean, we just like, you know, I don't know about you, but do you do this? Do you like look at stuff on the internet, you know, like news feeds or stories and stuff like that, and only read three or four words and then flip to the next one, and then read three or four words and then flip to the next one, and then read three or four words and flip to the next one? You sit in front of a TV with a remote control and you flip through the channels constantly. You know, you get to like the end of going towards a commercial break, but there's still another 10, 15, 20 seconds that they're going to do, but you know what they're going to say or whatever, and then you're going to go to a commercial break and you flip to the next thing, and you flip to the next thing, and flip to the next thing, and you flip back, catch a few minutes and flip. We're not very patient, you know. It's amazing. And I'm the worst. I'm telling you now, I'm the worst. This is my confession, is that I'm really, really bad at that. I find myself sometimes at home with an iPad, a smartphone, and a TV, and I'm looking at all three of them. Yeah. And the sad thing is I know that, like, I'm just not really smart enough to look at one of them and absorb what's on one of them. But yet I'm trying to deal with three of them. And they all say something different.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. For evil doers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. The wicked plots against the righteous, and gnashes at him with his teeth.
This is like, I'd read this, but I never picked up on this next line and all. This is so cool. This is to me, I'm a simple guy, so this is like incredibly cool to me. The Lord laughs at him. You know, and that's the thing. Have you ever felt like the Lord was laughing at you? I do all the time. That's just part of my relationship with Him. That on some days, I'm His court jester, you know. But that's, the Lord laughs at just the craziness. We're all stressed out, but He's laughing. We're all worried about this election. He's laughing about it. We're all worried about this coronavirus. He's laughing about it. We're worried that if the election doesn't go the right way or the wrong way, point of view, that there'll be court packing. He's laughing about it. Because no matter what we do, what man does, He is always God. He's always the one that's in control. He's always the one that is working it all out.
For He sees His day coming.
So He sees it. He already knows the end.
The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows will be broken.
How many times have we seen that work out in the politics now, in these recent times, or in just other things that are not really political? But we see that the wicked and the unjust and those who don't follow the Lord and don't have a heart for Christ constantly kind of reveal themselves. And then they're pierced by the words of their own mouth.
And this has been one of the verses, verse 16, that's been kind of a verse that I've always had in my heart. Better is the little of the righteous than the abundance of many wicked.
Better is the little of the righteous How many of us can really say that? I'm just going to figure that you're just a normal person like me. So I'm going to go with the idea that you probably fret about money at different times in your life. You've worried about it. You've worried about, are you making right decisions, changing jobs, getting jobs, doing businesses, or all of that. And it's okay. But do you fret about that kind of stuff? Do you worry about that more than you think about Christ? You know, and that's the deal. And again, that's one of those things. Again, the Lord's been dealing with me now about, like, these things are reminders to you that you've got to refocus no matter what they are. So whenever I get worried about money, which is usually about this time of the month, he reminds me, like, why are you worrying about money? If you're worrying about money, you're not thinking about me. And if you'll just simply put your eyes on me, then you won't have that worry. You won't have that fretting, you know, because I'll take care of you. He's promised us. Now, I didn't promise to take care of you the way you want to be taken care of necessarily, because I don't drive a Corvette. That's my will, not his. So anyway, this is the, you go to the Psalms and read how many times you have Psalms like this that point us so directly back to Christ. And everything that's going in your life is that point, back to Christ. And so don't let the enemy attack you about stuff. Let the stuff refocus your vision on Christ. When I was in the world and business stuff, and I always told the guys that worked for me when they messed up stuff, is I don't care about the mess up. I just want to learn from the mess up. So that we need to talk about it. We need to address it so we don't do the same thing again. And it's the same with our relationship with Christ. It's just because something goes on, because we kind of get our eyes off, we fret about something, we get anxious about something, or we just say something or think something and all that. He's so okay with that. He so wants you to realize that that's just a reminder to get your eyes back on him. And it's just that simple. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.